Welcome to Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on all things Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Bay Area News Group, and today's show is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to play for you the entire Steph Curry Media Day press conference from Wednesday. You hear from me all the time, but we haven't heard from Steph since March, and he addressed a lot of different topics, including Klay Thompson's injury, how that impacts the Warriors' seasons, how he's bounced back from his hand injury and how his body feels, and what he expects from this upcoming season. So I thought you'd want to hear the entire interview with several reporters on the call. Again, wide-ranging, I think a lot of information in there, and I just think you'll get a lot more hearing the entire interview with Steph than you would from me from the fourth day in a row this week. So that's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I mean, it's tough. There's no getting around that. A lot of excitement, anticipation to get him back, and you know, it being that draft day was tough. I called it a gut punch, but it was emotional for sure because you want the best for him. He deserves the best that you know this game has to offer, and I know he was working hard to get back, but he'll bring that same effort, commitment, and focus to this rehab, and you know we as his teammates have to have his back and try to you know be positive and uplifting through the whole process because it's tough. There's no denying that. So he's young. He's got a lot of amazing years left. We believe that you know truly and fully, and I know he does. Talked to him a couple of times in the last week or so since the surgery, and he's same old Klay on that front. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough year without him. And, you know, next year, hope to have him back.
What's up, Steph? It's Anthony Slater with The Athletic. Considering the shifting components of this roster, do you expect to run more pick and roll to be kind of a higher usage offensive player this year?
I'm sure I'll be a part of it, but it's all going to be a quick learning curve. I know Coach has some thoughts. I have some thoughts. You know, we have a pretty talented team. It may look different, but we have a lot of you know youth, athleticism, length, speed, and the ability to do a lot of different things out there. I have to be able to create. I got to be in positions where I'm able to score, able to play make. You know, draw a lot of attention to open up space on the floor, whether that's pick and roll, every other possession, or whether that's our motion offense that we usually love to play, whatever combination, it's going to be, you know, everything on the table. And we'll see what works, what doesn't. And, you know, we're going to have to adjust on the fly because, you know, this training camp situation is different than anybody has ever experienced before. And, it's not ideal, but it's what it is. It's the reality. So we got to be able to, you know, get as much improvement in chemistry, you know, as quickly as possible.
Steph, Jason Dumas, Comfort Sports. You kind of just walked me into my question. You know, you've been cooped up for a while with everything going on with this pandemic and your guys' season ending early because of COVID last year. How excited are you just to get back there out there on the court? And maybe what specifically are you most excited about getting back to some semblance of normalcy when it comes to playing basketball?
Yeah, man, watching the bubble was weird. It was nice to be a fan for a little bit, but I definitely wanted to you know be playing competitive basketball and in games that matter. But like you said, I've been playing the way in games since last March, and for me especially, I only play 5 games in calendar year, so it's there's a lot of excitement to get back out there. You know, we were able to get some of the guys together, it was a different energy that you miss about being in the locker room, being in the weight room, being on the court, and having a group come together to try to accomplish you know a common goal. So you know, all those things I miss. I love the game, you know, still do. Love to put the work in. and love the challenges that we face. You know, every year there's a different narrative. There's something that you need to focus on. And for us, is the newness of everything has brought a new life. So whenever we do get the whole group together for training camp and start preseason games, it's going to keep building day after day in terms of getting back to whatever the new normal of NBA basketball is.
Hey, Steph, you said you talked to Clay a couple of times since his surgery. How is he dealing with all of this? How does he sound? What were kind of your impressions of all of that?
It hasn't killed his spirit. We know how, energetic and just the magnet that Clay is in his personality, it hasn't changed that. But, I mean, there's a reality that he has to go through a long rehab, and he's just coming off of one. So I think our job as his teammates and organization is obviously be there for him, but to try to just make things as normal as possible in terms of having fun around the game and around, the locker room and stuff like that, so that you can kind of take his mind off of the day-to-day grind of what he has to go through. But like I said, there's one guy that can withstand this and can come back and not let this kill his spirit. It's definitely Clay.
Hey, Steph, it's Ron Krejcik from the Chronicle. I'm curious about Kevon Looney. I mean, a lot of attention, obviously, to James Wiseman at center, but how important can Kevon be as the one big guy who's played a lot with you and Draymond? Obviously trying to get back healthy again. And quick unrelated golf question, how glad are you that Phil has finally stopped talking?
I think I still have nightmares. Nightmares and, I guess, fantasies of like all the things he was talking about that maybe I can implement into my golf game at some point down the road. But for Loon, like we know what he's about. We know he's a gamer. We know what he brings to the table on both ends of the floor. He's such a high IQ player that knows where to be the right times. Defensively, he's a plug for us and can play, one through five, be able to switch. Great communicator. And we just want him healthy, want him out there. Like you said, Wiseman and Marquise, they have a lot to add and to offer to our team. But Loon is the guy that, like you said, has been there before, has played in big games, has finished games for us in the playoffs, knows what that atmosphere is like, knows where he can be valuable and he can impact the game. And if he's healthy, we have – all the confidence in the world that he can do that. So I'm excited for him to, have that opportunity to just play basketball again and not have to worry about, is he going to be able to because of his body.
Hey, Steph.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. One at a time, everybody. Raise your hand.
Go ahead, Ethan.
Okay, Steph, I know you have that history with Nico Mannion. Haven't been at your camp. I'm wondering if you've had conversations with him and if you see any of your role as teaching or mentoring a young point guard coming into the league.
Yeah, I talked to him a couple of times. Talked to him right after the draft and definitely a full circle moment. But, the sky's the limit for him. He's kind of wise beyond his years. He has a game that doesn't look like, a 19-year-old that is just coming out of college. So I'm excited about, the learning curve for him. And, he doesn't lack confidence at all. He knows he belongs and knows he has the potential to have a long career in this league. And, my role as leader, mentor, and all that is – there's going to be probably a lot said about me being the oldest guy on the team and now having two campers and all that stuff. But it's always been just lead by example, continue to just be aware and observant of what guys are going through, be timely with what you say and how you say it. And know that all, one through whatever, 15, 16, 17, how many guys we can have on our team this year are going to have to, have an impact at some point. And that's the through message for the entire season, and it starts as soon as we can get everybody in the gym safely.
Hi, Steph. Janie McCauley, nice to see you. given how, you know, you wanted to keep playing, but given the situation, you've had a lot of opportunities to do more work off the court in terms of social injustice and just making an impact. Instagram Live with Dr. Fauci, with President Obama. What has all of that meant to you? And we've heard from a lot of college student athletes who are taking a stand on their campuses and saying that guys like you and LeBron and the women's soccer team, the professional athletes, are inspiring them to make a difference, a positive impact going forward. And what has all of that meant to you, and to see the young people following your lead?
It means the world. I mean, y'all have heard me say it plenty of times. I've been blessed to have this platform, and you know, choosing to use it is something I committed to. It's about expanding yourself when you have the opportunities to, knowing that your words, where you show up, can move the needle, can impact people's lives. And I think we've seen a lot of participation, engagement, energy around certain conversations that need to be had. I've gotten outside of my comfort zone for sure. I'm kind of trying to do your guys' job, as asking intelligent, articulate questions. And it's just part of the evolution of understanding my place, and the opportunity that I have to speak for people. And, you know, I'm going to continue to do that, and fully committed to what that looks like and being authentic to me. So it means a lot to know that people are being encouraged and inspired to do that in their own right. And that's always what I've been the most proud of, is, you know, passing the torch that way. And yeah, it's exciting to know that it's doing what it's meant to do.
Do you expect Wiseman to contribute significantly right away?
For sure. You know, what that means, obviously he's a second round draft pick, so the expectations are usually high comparing him to other top two draft picks or, you know, in years past. Like, those comparisons he's not going to be able to avoid, no matter, you know, what his average is or what, how many minutes he's playing. But he's definitely going to contribute, and we're going to hopefully be able to unlock him this year to make us a much better basketball team. So for him not to get caught up in the hype and the noise, we know, you know, those, like I said, those comparisons are going to happen. But this year is unique, man. Like he's just coming out of, you know, three games in college, no real preseason or real training camp type of experience. So he's going to have to learn a lot really quickly. And we have some grace with that, but hopefully he has the opportunity to go out and just compete and get his feet wet and learn on the fly and help us, you know, win basketball games. So success for him will be, you know, framed a lot of different ways, I think. And it might not be what the stats look like. It might mean, you know, him being a part of big, meaningful basketball games for us to help us win.
We've seen the the scrimmages that you've had the last week. What led to that decision to organize those scrimmages, and did the season starting maybe earlier than expected in December lead to that decision?
Yeah, we just want to play basketball. I mean, it's been 8 months, so we got to play at some point. You know, obviously you want to be safe, and you want to make sure we're not putting ourselves in danger. Obviously, I understand we're in a pandemic, so we took necessary precautions on that front. But we're basketball players first, and we love to hoop, no matter what the venue or the scenario is. And it was good to kind of shake the cobwebs off and not wait until December to get competitive live action before you end up playing regular season games.
Steph, Logan Murdock with the ring. Logan Murdock with the Ringer. I was just wondering, you guys haven't played in 9 months. Is that an advantage for you or a detriment?
We're always going to take whatever it is, it's an advantage. It's a mindset. Okay. It's a mindset you got to have. I think the rest was nice. Knowing, you know, the guys, myself, Loon, Draymond, you know, been through years and years of finals runs and whatnot. So, you know, we have to have that kind of mindset. I do know for the guys that are new, and, you know, us not playing in the bubble, you could argue that there is a disadvantage because you don't have, you know, those reps and you don't have that time together as a team when they had it in, you know, June, July, August, even September, and whatnot. But hopefully fresh legs will give us a good head start coming into the season. And, you know, our culture and what me and Draymond can provide from a leadership standpoint can get us going pretty quickly.
And a follow-up to that, when are you gonna just flat out just start trying to take our jobs? Because I know you're, like, dabbling in it. When are you going to just actually just say, like, I'm just going to be a journalist now?
Well, CBA is looking pretty good for the next, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. So I'm going to take my time for sure.
Hey, Steph, Mark Medina here, USA Today. Good to see you, and hope you're hanging in there. As a leader of the team, how are you going to approach overseeing how the team handles the health and safety protocols?
I think this is obviously a league-wide issue that everybody's trying to do the right thing and have the right approach and be precautious, but also get basketball going. I mean, you know, we have a preseason game coming on the 12th, and you know, from there things happen pretty quickly. So we're all being very mindful, you know, trying to follow the rules and understand the protocols. We obviously have input and questions and all that in the league, and the NBPA have been pretty good at listening and giving us, you know, the right information. And our team is obviously doing the best we can to keep everyone in the organization safe. Basketball is important. This is a business, and, you know, we have a product to put out there. So we obviously understand what the situation is, but I know a lot of smart people and are dedicating every waking hour of the day to put these protocols in place to make it all, you know, make sense and work. So there are going to be a lot of surprises, though. We know that. It's just part of the reality of the situation we're all living in while I'm looking at y'all on the screen right now.
Yeah, with that, how have you wrapped up your head around that 134-page manual?
I just need the bullet points. Just tell me what to do and how I'll do it.
Jeff, it's Nick Riedel. I just wanted to clarify, you talked so much about the Olympics. There's so much uncertainty about what may happen this year. Is the plan for you still to play if the Olympics take place?
Honestly, I have no idea. Very open-ended question that I have no idea. That's my best answer.
You've kind of touched on it a little bit, but I'm just wondering, after only playing 5 games in the calendar year, how are you feeling physically? And also, are there any kind of precautions or steps you're taking in terms of your ramp up heading into a shortened season where, you know, every game is going to matter. You're going to need to play big minutes, but you're coming off this big layoff.
No, I'm confident where my body is and how I've approached these last 8 months. I put a lot of work in and been thoughtful around how to pace myself over the course of that time. Never had to go through this amount of time not playing games. And usually in your off season, you have a down period right after the playoffs are over, and then you have a slow build for 3 months until training camp. This one, you kind of had a little, you know, more rhythm to it in terms of build up and rest and doing that over and over and over again. So I thought I benefited from being thoughtful and trying to be proactive in that sense. The only unanswered question is, you know, for all of us, the entire league, the 8 teams that weren't in the bubble and even the teams that were, is, you know, our bodies are so used to a certain calendar schedule of when we, you know, get started and when we build throughout the season and when we peak during the playoffs. And it's different now. We're starting in December. So everybody's going to have to answer that question, how their bodies react, and to your point around the schedule and how close the games are. You know, got to do whatever you can to get your recovery in and find ways to be, you know, fresh and sharp for every game. But it's going to take a lot mentally and physically, considering everything that we have to go through from the protocol perspective and travel and all that, and just trying to stay safe first and foremost, but also play, you know, high level basketball. So it's going to be different.
Steph, Chris Alvarez from ABC7. Congratulations. I see your beanie, the Curry brand. Congratulations on that. It's really cool. You talked about the schedule, and we're seeing some rumors of you playing Brooklyn and Milwaukee to start. So if that's the case, what are your thoughts on seeing Kevin right away and some of those early games that we're seeing, at least in the media here?
It's exciting, man. Throw us right into, the familiarity with obviously with K, but also just teams that are expected to be at the top of each, conference or of the Eastern Conference, and then kind of get a good gauge of where we are, right out the gate. So we got to play every team at some point. I know the excitement around the NBA being back and, the Christmas Day slate and all that. So it's going to be dope. I got to figure out what we're going to do in Milwaukee for Christmas. But other than that, it's going to be pretty awesome just to be playing basketball again. So I'm excited, man. It's going to be here before you know it.
All right, let's do one last question. He's got to get out of here.
Steph, it's Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. How you doing, man?
What's up, Monty?
You and Draymond came into the NBA as underdogs. 7-8 years ago, you guys were still underdogs. Then you hit the point where you guys were the favorites, supervillains or whatever. Now, listen to the noise and what's going on outside. It seems like you're back in an underdog role. I'm just wondering how it hit you to hear that the Warriors might not have what they used to have.
I hear it. It doesn't sink home at all. So, it is what it is. I didn't get big headed when they picked us first in the league. Won't get overwhelmed that wherever they have us, coming into this season. I would hope that maybe some of the young guys and our new guys who have a lot to prove in this league take it as a slight and the chip on their shoulder, and we all kind of rally around that. But at the end of the day, like you said, we've had a lot of experiences on that chase to get to the top, trying to stay at the top, and now being on the other side of trying to get back there. So I love every experience in this league, and I love the opportunity. And like I said earlier, the challenges of what it's going to take to be successful. And we're going to give it everything we got. And there's no other option other than that. So I'm excited, man. It's again, to play basketball. Be blessed to have the jobs that we have, knowing that there's a huge pandemic that is still going on. I guess my mindset of never taking ourselves too seriously, and will pay off hopefully in terms of just grind and be in the moment and understand, we have a great opportunity in front of us.
So that'll do it for the press conference. I don't know. I thought it made for something new and different for you guys. I'll be back tomorrow with a mailbag. So get your questions in now. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, say nice things about the show. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg, or email them to me at WGoldberg@BayAreaNewsGroup.com. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and I'll see you here tomorrow morning.